Saturday, February 15th. Mass of the Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturday. The lesson from Ecclesiasticus, chapter 24, verses 14 through 16. Before all ages, in the beginning, he created me, and through all ages I shall not cease to be. In the holy tent I ministered before him, and in Sion I fixed my abode. Thus in the chosen city he has given me rest, in Jerusalem is my domain. I have struck root among the glorious people, in the portion of my God, his heritage, and my abode is in the full assembly of the saints. Haydock Commentary. When it is said, before all ages in the beginning he created me, creation is not here taken strictly, but more as engendered or generated. Christ is begotten by the understanding, and the Holy Ghost proceeds from love. When it says, in the holy tent I ministered before him, this can be understood of wisdom as God's priestess, directing all the ministers of the temple. The Gospel from Luke chapter 11, verses 27 and 28. At that time, as Jesus was speaking to the multitudes, a certain woman from the crowd lifted up her voice and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that nursed you." But he said, "Rather, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it." From the Great Commentary of Cornelius a Lapide. Blessed is the womb that bore thee, for it was the abiding place of the Son of God. Hence Methodius says of the Blessed Virgin, "Thou didst conceive him who comprehended all things. Thou didst bear him in thy womb, by whose word all things are sustained. For she is the chariot of the true Solomon, of whom it is written, King Solomon made himself a chariot of the wood of Lebanon. He made pillars thereof of silver, the bottom thereof of gold, the covering of it of purple, the midst thereof being paved with love." Hence Gregory of Nicomedia calls her the glorious throne and royal chariot on which the incarnate word was carried when he visited the earth. To be the servant of Christ is to be a ruler and prince, and to bear him is to be ennobled, not burdened. How great favor hast thou found, Mary, in the sight of God! How very nigh hast thou been brought to him! He abides in thee, and thou in him. Thou didst provide him a garment, and in turn thou art clothed upon by him. He received of thee the garment of the flesh. He clothed thee with the glory of his majesty. Thou didst clothe the sun with a cloudy covering, and thou thyself art encircled with its splendors. Rightly, therefore, may we sing of the Mother of the Lord, the song from Judith 15:9, "Thou art the exaltation of Jerusalem, thou art the great glory of Israel, blessed be thou of the Almighty Lord forevermore." St. Gregory Nazianzen writes, "O Queen, O Mistress and Blessing of the human race, be ever propitious to us mortal men, and be my safeguard wherever I may dwell." St. Cyril says, "All praise to thee, Holy Mother of God, for thou art this world's pearl, an ever-shining light, the crown of virgins, and the scepter of the faith." St. John Chrysostom says, "Hail, Mother, the throne, the grace, the glory, and the support of our Holy Church." St. Ephrem salutes her as the hope of the fathers, the glory of the prophets, the praise of the apostles, the honor of the martyrs, the joy of the saints, and the light of the patriarchs of old. But Christ said, "Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it." Christ does not say that his mother is not blessed, as Calvin would have us believe, but only that they are more blessed who hear the word of God and keep it, that is, fulfill its precepts. Because to be the mother of God is a grace and free gift of God, but external, and therefore not of necessity acting upon the soul. But to hear and keep the word is an internal grace, finding acceptance in the sight of God. To be the mother of God does not absolutely ensure everlasting happiness, but to keep God's word up to death has the sure promise of eternal life. To be the mother of God is, of necessity, the blessing of one virgin only, but to hear and keep the word of God, a privilege common to all believers. Christ, therefore, encourages the woman who had addressed him, "Thou callest my mother blessed, and sorrowest that so great a privilege has not fallen to thy lot. But I offer thee a better and more lasting blessing, if thou wilt hear my word and keep my commandments. For my mother was blessed more because she acknowledged my divinity than because she conceived me in her womb. Because had she not recognized the purpose of God and been obedient unto his word, she would have been accounted unworthy to have become the mother of his son." And so St. Augustine says, "The near relationship of motherhood would not have profited Mary had she not conceived Christ in her heart as well as in her womb, for she was more blessed in her faith than in her conception."